2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Wednesday, April 7th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, 52 degrees.
Crews still clearing a crash on the collector ramp at 90th South. I'm Ricky Meese.
And KSL's top national story this half hour, speed was the main cause of Tiger Woods' car crash. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says Woods may have hit the gas pedal instead of the brake.
Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour, and the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour. There were no citations issued, and there are no signs of impairment.
Villanueva says no citation was given and that Woods wasn't receiving preferential treatment because of his celebrity status. Woods is continuing his recovery after receiving surgery for traumatic leg injuries.
Mandatory mask requirement.
Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she will use her emergency powers as mayor to keep the city's mask mandate in place. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage, Utah's mask mandate. Paul?
Well, Maria, while the county health department says it will not ask for an extension to the mask mandate because of falling COVID case numbers, Mayor Erin Mendenhall says things are not exactly the same in Salt Lake City as they are in the rest of the county. She says their data shows infection rates are not dropping like before, that the numbers have plateaued, and it's not a declining plateau. So she's using her emergency powers to declare an extension to the citywide mask mandate, saying there's no language in the state's endgame bill that prevents her from using emergency powers in cases like this. And some business owners who are at the press conference say they got a lot of confrontational customers when the mandate was put in place at first, but when the state issued a mandate, that's when the confrontational customers seem to stop picking fights with their employees. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County will not impose its own mask mandate. The county council is following recommendations coming from the health department. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik continues our team coverage, Utah's mask mandate.
Those local health officials are citing improvements, including a decline in cases, although they are still calling on the county to continue to encourage mask use. Despite the mandate ending, businesses and private properties can continue to require mask usage if they choose. Additionally, an executive order from Mayor Jenny Wilson will keep mask requirements in place for county buildings.
That includes places like libraries, senior centers, and government facilities. Utah is getting fewer vaccine doses next week from Johnson & Johnson. A vaccine factory mixed up millions of doses last week. State Immunizations Director Rich Lakin told Dave and Dujanovic the state is getting 35,000 fewer doses.
That's significant because we went from 106,440 down to 71,810.
Utah.
Very disappointing.
We'll still receive about the same number of doses from Moderna and Pfizer. The debate over requiring COVID vaccinations is becoming a legal debate. Universities and businesses are making plans to require proof.
Brown University, Rutgers, and others are requiring on-campus students to get vaccinated by next fall unless they have a medical or religious exemption, a move that got swift pushback. Meanwhile, Norwegian Cruise Lines, which hopes to set sail in July, announced proof of vaccination will be required for all passengers and crew members. Virgin Voyages announced a similar plan last month.
ABC's TJ Holmes reporting, Texas and Florida have banned vaccine mandates. Utah has banned mandates for state colleges and universities, along with state government buildings. But private businesses in Utah can require vaccines if they wish. The variant first found in the UK is now the most common strain of the coronavirus in the United States, according to federal health officials. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the rise of variants is a troubling trend.
Across the country, we are hearing reports of clusters of cases associated with daycare centers and youth sports. Hospitals are seeing more and more younger adults, those in their 30s and 40s, admitted with severe disease.
The White House says as of today, more than 108 million Americans have gotten at least their first shot of the vaccine. Other national stories KSL is following. Six men are in police custody in New Hampshire as part of a sex abuse investigation into a state-run youth development center. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
For more than 50 years, New Hampshire's state-run youth development center has been rife with alleged sexual abuse. More than 200 people have come forward in a civil lawsuit to say they were abused. Now, the New Hampshire State Police said they arrested six men, including two previously arrested for rape. Three others were also charged with rape, and another man was charged with being an accomplice to sexual assault. The alleged conduct occurred from 1994 to 2005. Governor Chris Sununu said the state would continue to investigate these horrific crimes. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Paris Hilton was back in Utah to watch the signing of a bill regulating troubled teen treatment centers. Her emotional testimony brought attention to the issue, and now she hopes the law will protect future generations.
Maybe that needed to happen for me to use my voice to make a difference so it would never happen to another child again.
The new law allows for greater government oversight of Utah's youth residential treatment centers. Still to come on Utah's new news, it's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's a comic book. Why it's sold for millions. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
Only a right lane block now with this crash on the collector ramp from northbound I-15 at 90th South to join I-215's belt route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
New this month, expanded news and expanded inside sources.
I'm Maria Chalaos with a full hour of news from noon to 1.
And I'm Boyd Matheson with inside sources from 1 all the way to 3.
Good morning. Information from KSL News Radio.
Say thank you to your home for being there for you. Start with a free estimate from your neighborhood CertaPro Painters. We really understand how you feel about your home. That's why you can count on us to take care of every detail. Listening, prepping, painting. It's always worry-free with our expert painting team. Whatever project you have in mind, you can count on CertaPro Painters to do the job beautifully. This is the kind of certainty you and your home deserve. So when it comes to refreshing the home you love, trust it to CertaPro Painters. We'll paint it with the care and attention to detail that only a local business can offer. Schedule your free estimate now at CertaPro.com. We're here to help you cross that painting project off the list. Let's get the project started today. Go to CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's the glue, the glass by the side of your bed, along with a lifetime supply of Efferdent, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day. At Stubbs Dental, in one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life and your smile to a whole new place. What a great way to take a bite out of life without the worry. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. Right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. Salt Lake City's mayor will use her emergency powers to still require a mask wearing in Salt Lake. The state's mandate ends this Saturday. A copy of the comic book that started it all sets a new record sales price. KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff reports.
Action Comics No. 1 was first published in 1938 and introduced the world to Superman. Originally, the book sold for a dime. Now a copy is sold for a record $3.25 million. The online auction was set up by ComicConnect.com. The company's COO, Vincent Zerzolo, says the book went to a private collector. The seller bought the book in 2018 for a little more than $2 million. The previous high price for a comic book sale was $3.2 million, set by another copy of Action No. 1 in 2014. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
BYU football fans will have a new feature at games this fall. The Vel Edwards Stadium will have new video boards and scoreboards. A new sound system will also be installed, and an LED ribbon will run along the top of the stadium. The university says the upgrade is sponsored by Nu Skin and not athletic or university funds. KSL News Time 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's it like out there today?
It's a beautiful day.
Such
for
a
drive
day, right?
Compared to this time yesterday when we were in the midst of drying out. Right now, sunshine, dry road conditions. Traffic, for the most part, sailing along on the Valley freeways, where we have a couple of problems. One is in Sandy, so drivers, heads up. If you're exiting off of northbound I-15 at 90th South to get to the I-215 junction, that crash is still blocking a right lane of traffic. At one time, traffic was only able to get through in the center lane. Now you're able to get by in the left and center lanes, and it's not causing any of the backups that we had just a little bit earlier. So we also have a little bit of heavy and slow traffic northbound I-15 as you're going from 4500 to 3300 south, but no accidents reported there, so not sure what's causing a little bit of slowing. Keep an eye out for that, though, if you do get caught in some backups. Board, Utah State Libraries have you covered with audiobooks, story times, movies, magazines, and much more. Check out your local library today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Climbing into the 60s today with sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Very pretty day, 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, the first episode of Cold Season 2 is out today. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley will preview the episode. That's up next right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
How much money have you saved for retirement? What if you could make $250,000 work like it was $500,000? Or what if you could make $1 million work like it was $2 million? Now that would be amazing, right? Learn how you could generate tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional retirement income at GetMoreWithBoss.com. Just answer a few simple questions and you'll instantly receive a free, customized report. This free report reveals how you could make your money go even further in retirement by generating more income, getting more from your Social Security benefits, and potentially saving a small fortune in taxes. Learn your Get More number at GetMoreWithBoss.com. That's GetMoreWithBoss.com.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Fellow Utahans, Governor Cox is opening up vaccination eligibility to all state residents ages 16 and up starting Wednesday, March 24th. Don't delay in scheduling your vaccination appointment with Nomi Health by going to getmyshot.utah.gov or call 801-704-5911 to secure an appointment as early as March 24th. Appointments are available across five locations in partnership with Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theaters to provide a familiar and comfortable location for Utahans. Nomi's mobile COVID-19 units are also traveling thousands of miles across rural Utah to provide no-cost testing and vaccinations to those who often have no other options nearby. They encourage all eligible residents to make their vaccination appointment today at getmyshot.utah.gov or call 801-704-5911. The Nomi Health Team is working tirelessly to ensure as many Utahans can get vaccinated as possible and is proud to collaborate with the state to deliver COVID-19 solutions that get us all back to life as we know it.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. Small conversations can have a big impact on your child's decision to not drink alcohol and use other drugs. For tips and other resources on having a conversation, visit Talk They Hear You at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake County will not impose their own mask mandate after the statewide requirement ends Saturday. It comes as the county council says they're following recommendations from the county health department. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, excessive speed was to blame for the Tiger Woods car accident earlier this year. LA County investigators say impairment was not a contributing factor. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
It's a crash in Sandy, northbound I-15 at the 90th South exit ramp. It's blocking a right lane on that transition ramp to join I-215's belt route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ah, what a day. Lots of sunshine in 64. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 53 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Los Angeles County releasing their findings on the cause of the Tiger Woods SUV crash less than 2 months ago, saying excessive speed was the primary cause. That report found the golfing star was driving in excess of 80 miles per hour when he crashed on the windy stretch of road with the speed limit set at 45. L.A. County Sheriff Captain James Powers.
There's zero braking throughout that recording of the data recorder, and it's 99% acceleration on the pedal.
Woods sustained leg injuries. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says there were no signs of alcohol or drug use.
There was no signs of impairment. Our primary concern once we, obviously at the scene of the collision, was his safety.
Authorities say Woods was not issued a ticket following the crash. In Minneapolis, the Derek Chauvin murder trial of George Floyd is in recess this hour. It follows more detailed testimony today about the use of police force.
As the defense for Derek Chauvin has attempted to show that Chauvin's knee might not have always been on George Floyd's neck, but appears at times on his back. LAPD Sergeant Jody Steiger testifying that any pressure on the upper back or neck area on Floyd could restrict his breathing, given the position he was in.
Any additional pressure on the body complicates breathing more so than if there was no pressure at all.
Floyd was on his stomach, known as the prone position, and jurors have heard testimony that officers are trained about the risks of restraining someone in that position. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
At the White House today, pressure mounting for the U.S. to boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics in China. The Communist Party in Beijing is accused of committing genocide against people in northwest China and has been criticized for its crackdown in Hong Kong. At today's briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Our position on the 2022 Olympics has not changed. We have not discussed and are not discussing any joint boycott with allies and partners.
The U.S. Olympic Committee has said it opposes a boycott. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Season 2 of the Cold Podcast officially begins today with the release of the first episode on Amazon Music. This season focuses on Joyce Yost, a Utah woman who disappeared in 1985 after she reported a sexual assault to police. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley has more about what to expect.
Joyce Yost had never met the man who followed her home, kidnapped her, and then raped her. He told her if she talked to the police, he would tear her throat out. But she went anyway.
He took her dignity away.
Joyce Yost vanished days before she was to testify at trial. As with the more recent disappearance of Susan Powell, which we covered in Cold Season 1, police were sure they knew who was responsible. This time, a man named Doug Lovell. In Episode 1 of Cold Season 2, you will follow Lovell through his troubled youth right up to his conviction for armed robbery.
He, to me, was a young kid that was doing the wrong thing.
You will hear from the one witness whose testimony sent Doug to prison long before he met Joyce Yost.
I knew when I picked those guys out of the lineup, I had seen them in the store.
You will hear how Doug earned an early release, putting him back on the street in close proximity to Joyce. Joyce's family feared the worst when she vanished.
Come Monday morning when she didn't show up for work, that's when I called police.
Joyce was so much more than just a victim of a terrible crime. But over the years, news coverage of her case has largely focused on Lovell. So let's change that. Cold traces Joyce's life from a small town in the Midwest to the suburbs of Ogden, Utah. You will come to understand what we all lost when Joyce disappeared.
She was a very, very beautiful lady. She was. I mean, she was always dressed to the max. Her hair was always fixed up nice. She was a good lady. She was a hard worker. I'll tell you what.
Our goal this season is to give Joyce Yost her voice. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
You can listen to the first episode of Cold Season 2 free on Amazon Music or thecoldpodcast.com. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, how are things looking today?
Not too bad. Valley Freeway traffic in good shape. No delays despite one accident. It's on the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 90th South in Sandy to, it's that collector ramp to I-215. The right lane is blocked there, but overall, no other problems. Main secondaries in the valley also in good shape. You may see some road work that will cause a reduced speed limit eastbound on the 21st South Freeway as you're approaching 5600 West. Ute Lights News. Ute Lights' new Soil Builder Max is nutrient-rich compost guaranteed to improve, replenish, build, and it will bust clay and the competition. Use it in your yard. Available at your local garden center. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine. Middle 60s today. We hit the high 60s tomorrow, and again, mostly sunny. Then it cools somewhat. A few more clouds Friday and 61. More sunshine on Saturday, back up to 68. Sunny on Sunday, and it cools again, the high of 60. 63 Monday with a mix of sun and high clouds, and then partly cloudy Tuesday, up to 67. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL.
Enjoy it. It's sunny and 53 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Not a lot of activity on the markets today. Pretty flat. The Dow is down just by about 10 points. A complete update of your money news coming up at 12:25. KSL News Time, 12:22.
Remodel the kitchen, spruce up the yard, consolidate debt. With a home equity line of credit from Mountain America Credit Union, you can get things done. Take advantage of the flexibility and fast financing decisions, and for a limited time, get a special introductory rate. Loans on approved credit, equal housing lender. Get details and apply for your Mountain America home equity line of credit at macu.com/HELOC. Mountain America Credit Union. Guiding you forward.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Sometimes in business, the unexpected comes calling. From rent increases, to increased orders, to, I'm going to say it, unprecedented times. But don't bounce back. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Bounce forward with fast, reliable internet on the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses and gives you the flexibility to update your bandwidth in just a few clicks. Be fast. Be flexible. Be ready for what's next. And bounce forward with Comcast Business. Help your business to bounce forward with this amazing offer. Get a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at $64.90 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And ask how to add Comcast Business Security Edge. Call 1-800-501-6000 today to find out more. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra. And subject to change. Security Edge available when added to Comcast Business Internet for additional monthly charge. Call for details.
Hi, this is Boyd Matheson, the host of Inside Sources, expanded now from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. When you have 13 people in a household, my dad would always draw it out mathematically and say there are a possibility of 144 different interactions going on. In a very diverse family with different personalities and styles and interests, there's something to be learned from everyone.
Get to know Boyd Matheson of Inside Sources.
Seeing the value in what each unique person can bring to a conversation or to a solution, whether that's politics, whether that's community, whether that's culture, whether that's religion, I love to learn from everybody. There's always something to learn.
An expanded edition of Inside Sources is now on afternoons from 1 till 3 on KSL News Radio.
On 102.7 FM in your car and on any smart speaker when you say, play KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 1224. North Korea's leader is pushing leaders in his country to overcome unprecedented challenges. Kim Jong-un says North Korea is facing its worst ever situation. He told members of the ruling party to be more proactive and responsible in carrying out a new five-year economic plan. China's government is warning the U.S. against boycotting the Beijing Olympics. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters today that there are no plans to keep U.S. athletes home.
Our position on the 2022 Olympics has not changed. We have not discussed and are not discussing any joint boycott with allies and partners.
China has rejected accusations of human rights abuses against ethnic minorities in the country. Utah Senator Mitt Romney is among those calling for a boycott of the Games, but not for athletes. He said last month that China deserves condemnation. KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's Money. It's brought to you by UCCU Love Where You Bank. Carnival Cruises is threatening to move its ships out of U.S. waters. The cruise line is upset about having to pause operations for over a year. Stimulus payments for Social Security recipients are set to hit bank accounts today. The payments are part of the stimulus bill passed in D.C. last month. The IRS says a majority of recipients will get their check today or tomorrow. The Front Church in Bluffdale is teaming up with the USDA to give away thousands of pounds of food. Volunteers will give meals to those in need through April 24th at the Summit Academy High School. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 8 points, sitting at 33,422. S&P 500 up by 6 and the NASDAQ up by 20 points. A cargo ship off the coast of Norway may be in danger of capsizing. The crew was evacuated following a distress call earlier this week. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more.
The Norwegian Coast Guard saying the rescue operation for a Dutch ghost ship has been postponed due to weather in the area, adding the danger is small for the ship to run aground. All 12 members of the ship's crew were evacuated earlier this week, 8 airlifted off the deck, and 4 having to jump off the stern into the sea. The big concern with the possible capsize, the cargo ship contains heavy fuel oil, diesel, and lubricating oil. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
The latest on your drive coming up next, KSL News Time, 1226.
Do the new administration's proposed tax and estate planning changes have you concerned about your future? The time to prepare is now. So take advantage of a complimentary, no-obligation conversation with Decker Retirement Planning. Offered virtually or in person, Decker's Safer Retirement Planning process begins with a conversation. If the state exemption is lowered and the tax rate is increased, does that leave you with questions? Decker Retirement Planning has answers. Will an increase in capital gains tax affect your real estate investments? Decker Retirement Planning has answers. If changes remain unclear this year, remember uncertainty doesn't preclude planning. Call Decker Retirement Planning today at 855-425-4566. It's a complimentary conversation focused solely on you, your questions, your goals, and how changes can impact your family's future. Call 855-425-4566 or visit DeckerRetirementPlanning.com. Firm offers insurance services. Decker Retirement Planning, Inc. is a registered investment advisor in the state of Utah.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Here's today's STEM tip. Make your selfies look even better with science. Take your pics at golden hour right before the sun sets. The wavelengths made by the atmosphere create a perfect golden light for that beautiful face of yours. Learn more at Chic and STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on traffic and weather. Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
We are back to a crash-free commute on the Valley Freeways. The one accident that we had on the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 90th South to join I-215's belt route has been cleared. All lanes of traffic are now open. All of your freeways, including I-15's main flow both directions between Willard and Santaquin, clear and looking good. Plan your next adventure in Cedar City. Enjoy national parks with Bryce and Zion nearby. Great restaurants, awesome spring skiing, hiking, biking, and more. Book your getaway today at visitcedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, it was snow yesterday. It's back to the sunshine today and starting to warm up a little bit into the middle 60 range for today. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, sunny and 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 55 degrees. KSL's top story this hour, an ingredient mix-up at a Baltimore plant mixing Johnson & Johnson vaccines means far fewer doses heading to Utah next week. KSL News Radio's Kara Hoffelmeyer reports.
Utah will get tens of thousands of fewer doses of the J&J vaccine next week.
What we'll have available next week for delivery is 4,900. Doses.
State Immunizations Director Rich Lakin tells KSL's Dave and Dujanovic that's far less than the 40,000 the state got last week from J&J. Overall, the state is getting fewer vaccine doses for next week.
That's significant because we went from 106,440 down to 71,810. Very disappointing.
That means fewer than 72,000 first doses will be delivered to the state for the entire week. Over 994,000 Utahns have gotten a first dose. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake County Council will not extend the current statewide mask mandate, which is set to expire on Saturday. The council's decision comes a day after Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson called on county residents to continue to wear masks even after that mandate expires.
As we bring this mask mandate to the close here in Salt Lake County, I'm really anxious over a couple things.
Councilman Laurie Stringham says she hopes residents are respectful towards businesses and private properties that continue to require masks. Following an executive order from Mayor Wilson, mask requirements will remain in place for county buildings, which includes places like libraries, senior centers, and government facilities. Our top national stories this hour. High speed was the main cause of Tiger Woods' car crash. Woods was going as fast as 87 miles per hour on the road, where the speed limit was 45. Captain James Powers of the LA County Sheriff's Department details just how intense the impact was.
The impact of the vehicle when it hit the tree caused the vehicle to go airborne and do a somewhat pirouette, landing on its side.
Woods suffered injuries to his legs and is at home recovering in Florida. Border Patrol agents say they found a 10-year-old boy alone in the desert. The boy is believed to have been left behind by a migrant group. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Southern California and has this update.
I'm told that that boy is in the process of being transferred to a shelter for migrant children ahead of being united with family members here in the U.S. Now, across the Southwest, there are so many migrant children in federal custody that facilities like this, the Long Beach Convention Center, are now being converted into temporary shelters.
Some 19,000 migrant children and teenagers are in federal custody as shelters and facilities at the southern border are being overwhelmed. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is reaffirming his opposition to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan.
It's a whopping tax increase on the most productive parts of our society, both companies and individuals.
McConnell was visiting a hospital in Kentucky to talk about vaccine distribution. The president is expected to speak on the plan later today. Other national stories we are following. Testimony from expert witnesses continues in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Sergeant Jody Steiger of the LAPD says he didn't think Chauvin's use of force was reasonable. Here, defense attorney Eric Nelson says Floyd was resisting, causing Chauvin to have a heightened sense of danger.
Officer Chauvin, theoretically, based on what he saw, active resistance, he could have come up and dry stunned him or tased him. That would be within the active resistance, struggling use of force continuum.
Yes.
He didn't do that, right?
No, he did not.
Prosecutors argue that Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes led to his death. Chauvin is facing second and third degree murder charges and a manslaughter charge. First Lady Jill Biden is touring a military call center in Virginia. She's rolling out the next phase of her Joining Forces initiative. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
First Lady Jill Biden today unveils the next phase of her Joining Forces initiative, a White House effort to support military and veteran families, caregivers, and survivors. Joining Forces will specifically work with employers to create flexible and remote work opportunities for military spouses and focus on easing the burdens of children who move from school to school. Mental health services will be a key focus. The decision to focus on these issues came after a month of listening sessions with military families. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Flags at Utah's state buildings will fly at half staff today in honor of the late Congressman Alcee Hastings. He was the longest-serving member of Florida's congressional delegation and passed away Tuesday at the age of 84. Governor Spencer Cox authorized the lowering of flags until sunset today. U.S. flag code requires doing so following the death of a sitting member of Congress. Still to come, how a corporate tax increase could impact your finances, plus a look at your noontime drive.
We have a crash-free commute on the Valley Freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
If you've heard KSL's Boyd Matheson,
you know he stands for reason
and insight
and smarts.
Now you can catch an expanded Inside Sources in the afternoon.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, now on from 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
It is time for the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, including incredible pricing on the entire lineup of Hondas. And by the way, take advantage of 0% financing on vehicles like pilot's passports or the ever-popular CR-V. Matter of fact, let me talk about the CR-V for just a minute. And thanks to Shane Parrish at Stockton 12 Honda, it comes with hybrid options if you're looking for it, but the interior, of course, just is so welcoming. The leather seating, the wireless phone charger, the power-adjustable seating. You need to check out this wonderful CR-V.
And have you taken a look at the passport? My thanks to Joey Burns of Kengarf Riverdale in Ogden. The passport has so much cargo room, 50 cubic feet of cargo room behind the third row, 100 cubic feet with the second row folded down. I'm telling you, all the stuff you want in the interior, and it even has 5,000 pounds of towing capacity.
Don't miss Honda's Dream Garage Spring Event. Put a new Honda or maybe two in your garage. The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Utah will get tens of thousands fewer Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses next week. An ingredient mix-up at a factory last week caused millions of doses to be thrown out. KSL News Time, 1236. Secretary Yellen is calling for a global minimum corporate tax. Now, what does an increase in the corporate tax mean for the average Utahn? Boyd Matheson joins us now. He's the host of Inside Sources on KSL News Radio from 1 to 3. And what does it mean for me, Boyd?
Well, it could mean higher prices for certain goods or services. It could also mean a little dip in your 401k. So often when we think about it, we kind of throw out the general thing of, well, businesses don't pay taxes. They just pass the costs along. Mm-hmm. And to an extent, that is true. As corporations have these higher costs, they're going to raise their prices a little bit. They're also going to do that internally. So that will impact a lot of workers. Their wages, their jobs may go away as corporations feel that squeeze. And then, of course, you have a lot of people, not just big fat cat investors, but a lot of people's 401k are invested in businesses. So they could see a reduction there as well. There is, of course, a responsibility for the corporations to be part of this great thing we call America and to pay their fair share. I think that's part of it. But I think there's this blanket idea that if we just sock it to the big businesses, that's going to solve all our problems. That's sort of a myth, and often it ends up hurting the poor and the most vulnerable the most.
Okay, well, nothing has been done yet, just a lot of talk. So this isn't going to happen right away, is it?
Well, it is actually part of the discussion for the $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. So how we're getting tax policy into something about concrete and steel is an issue for another day that mm-hmm. we will break down. But Secretary Janet Yellen has called for this global minimum corporate tax, and they're trying to fold that into portions of the infrastructure bill. So they're trying to tuck it all in there.
As I understand, it's
page 563 out of 2,407 pages that they're hoping a few people will miss or not read.
All right. Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way with much more from 1 to 3 here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 12:39. That means time for a check of your drive. And let's check back in with Ricky Meese.
Looking good on the Valley freeways. No accidents and no delays. We've had a little bit of slowing both directions of Highway 40, not far from Jordanelle Reservoir. No accident reported there, though. If you're going to be traveling Highway 89 in Davis County, you may see a reduced speed limit due to road work, especially as you're traveling by Nichols Road in Fruit Heights. IFA's 4-Plus Lawn Care Program keeps your turf green, healthy, and strong all season long. IFA Country Stores helping to grow the things you love. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get the very latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Climbing into the 60s today with sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a lot of sunshine and 55 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, one Utah Air Force pilot is on a mission, flying F-35 jets and inspiring other women. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports on this week's Heart of Utah. That is coming up next right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
NMLS 1817019.
Traditional mortgages are one size fits all. LendRight offers you the power of choice with custom mortgages that can save you thousands. Choose your rate. A buy-down rate offers the lowest payment and interest paid. A no-cost rate covers all the closing costs. A par rate is a happy medium. Want an 8, 17, or 28-year term? LendRight customizes terms in one-year increments. Get a loan without monthly mortgage insurance, even if your LTV is over 80%. LendRight offers purchase and refi loans without monthly PMI. Save with a custom mortgage. Buy, refi, get cash out, or consolidate debt. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. For 15-year APRs as low as 2.05%, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Is your home friendly? Meaning, is it protected by friendly home services? We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Or get $600 off a new sewer line installation. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So, talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer: the Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
KSL News Time 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah will get 35,000 fewer vaccine doses this week because of an ingredient mix-up at a factory mixing Johnson & Johnson doses last week. That means the state will get fewer doses overall. I'm KSL News Radio's Carol Hoffelmeyer.
Second, Salt Lake's mayor will use her emergency powers to keep a mask mandate in place in the city. The state's mandate ends on Saturday. Third is a look at your biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky.
And we're right now enjoying a crash-free drive on the Valley Freeways and your main secondaries. If you're thinking of heading up to the canyons, good speeds, dry road conditions, and a beautiful day to see the snow. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Nice looking weather in the 60s and sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 55 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
At the White House, President Biden working to sell his Americans on his $2 trillion infrastructure plan, saying it will help rebuild everything from roads, water systems, and the internet to create jobs.
We need to start seeing infrastructure through its effect on the lives of working people in America. What is the foundation today that they need to carve out their place in the middle class to make it?
Biden says raising the corporate tax rate is part of helping pay for that plan in his home state of Kentucky. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell today says Republicans won't support it.
It's a whopping tax increase on the most productive parts of our society, both companies and individuals.
An investigation by Los Angeles Sheriff's Department shows golfing legend Tiger Woods was driving at excessive speeds above 80 miles per hour when he crashed his SUV in February, nearly twice the speed limit. Authorities say there was no evidence that Woods applied the brakes. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Hill Air Force Base has humped dozens of F-35 jets. And when you look up to the sky to watch this amazing plane overhead, you may be watching Captain Kristen Beowulf at the controls. Now, she's the commander of the F-35 demo team and the subject of this week's Heart of Utah report. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the story.
I was there in January 2020 when 52 F-35s took off one after the other from Hill Air Force Base to show the full warfighting capability and combat power. Captain Kristen Beowulf is one of those F-35 pilots.
We've got, about 78 jets here at Hill, and I flew a jet last night. I could fly that exact same jet in the demo today that I flew tactically yesterday.
She's now the commander of Hill's F-35 demo team.
About 15 minutes of quick, under G maneuvers. Nothing super long and sustained, but you still got to be able to obviously do some G straining and keep the blood in your brain. We're flying pretty much the same profile, and we always hit up to maybe 8-9 Gs.
Captain Wolf joined the Air Force in college and flew F-22s at Langley before coming to Utah. She gets to go all over the place to show what these incredible F-35s can do.
And we're showing off max performance, loops, aileron rolls. So just really exciting single ship stuff. So one airplane flying at a given time. We fly for about 15 minutes and then we show off, the high speed performance of the aircraft. So just below supersonic. We show off slow speed, which is right around 100-ish miles an hour. My ground crew is on the ground doing a narration sequence, kind of telling the audience, hey, here's what you're going to see. Here's why it's important. Here's how we may relate this to combat. And then we also have an awesome soundtrack that we do to each maneuver as well.
She is one of only a handful of women fighter pilots, but she says the jet doesn't care if the pilot is a man or a woman.
You'll be walking by a family and the, parent is like, says to her little girl, hey, did you know like she was flying that airplane? And the girl looks over and she's like, women can fly planes? Oh, the girls can be in planes? And you're like, yeah, totally. That's why we're here.
Here's some fun stuff she can share about the plane.
Our stick moves about an inch and a half in each direction, and that's all an input to the computer. So I'm not physically moving cables and pulleys like you would in some older aircraft. This is the most popular question I get, believe it or not. So we've got 6 external cameras on the airplane. They are IR cameras, so infrared. They see differences in heat signatures. You can put that video onto your visor and you can look and see just what the cameras are seeing, i.e. seeing straight through the airplane, essentially.
But you can't ask for a ride. These jets have just one spot for the pilot. And Captain Wolf is happy to show you all the tricks from your safe seat on the ground. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
To see video of Captain Beowulf in action, search Heart of Utah at kslnewsradio.com. KSL News Time 1249. That means Ricky Meese is standing by with a look at our drive. Ricky?
It's kind of quiet out there. In fact, we have a good drive, no accidents, no delays. That's on your freeways and your main secondaries. You may see a reduced speed limit anywhere where there's a construction zone, like on Highway 89 by Nichols Road in Davis County, or on the 21st South Freeway, either direction, near 6200 West. Earn rewards points on transferred balances with the Visa Reward Program at Hercules Credit Union and get 0% interest for 6 months. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman takes a look at the next 7 days in our weather.
A lot of sunshine, middle 60s today. We hit the high 60s tomorrow, and again, mostly sunny. Then it cools somewhat. A few more clouds Friday and 61. More sunshine on Saturday, back up to 68. Sunny on Sunday, and it cools again, the high of 60. 63 Monday with a mix of sun and high clouds, and then partly cloudy Tuesday. Up to 67. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 55 degrees.
Troy, we're getting kind of tight on trades.
Totally.
Talk to me, Goose. What do we do to take our trade game to a 10?
I was actually thinking 15.
I've heard of turning it to 11 before, but 15 seems kind of...
extreme?
Extremely.
Well, buckle up, Buttercup. Every trade gets an extreme 15% over NADA value up to an additional $15,000.
That's like a big deal then.
And on top, you can unlock hidden pricing on select RVs at Bish's.com, plus no payments until July on approved credit. Go to Bish's.com for details.
This sale is a treasure trove of trade-taking tomfoolery, Troy.
Truly.
Rhyming is fun.
Get extreme value for your trade during the Extreme Spring Trade-In event at Bish's RV. Right now, we're giving every trade-in an extra 15% over NADA value for up to $15,000. Plus, you'll make no payments until July on approved credit. Go to Bish's.com to find hidden discounts on select RVs before they're gone. Only at the new Bish's RV in North Salt Lake. Previously, Access RV, where memories begin.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In 2 short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
Kevin Eubank, listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Say thank you to your home for being there for you. Start with a free estimate from your neighborhood CertaPro Painters. We really understand how you feel about your home. That's why you can count on us to take care of every detail. Listening, prepping, painting. It's always worry-free with our expert painting team. Whatever project you have in mind, you can count on CertaPro Painters to do the job beautifully. This is the kind of certainty you and your home deserve. So when it comes to refreshing the home you love, trust it to CertaPro Painters. We'll paint it with the care and attention to detail that only a local business can offer. Schedule your free estimate now at CertaPro.com. We're here to help you cross that painting project off the list. Let's get the project started today. Go to CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
KSL News Time 1254. Congressman Matt Gaetz reportedly tried to cash in on his loyalty to former President Trump before the end of his presidency. He is the subject of a federal investigation involving sex with a minor.
Sources tell ABC News as the investigation into Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz was getting underway, the longtime Trump ally turned to the former president, asking him for a blanket pardon during his final weeks in office, a request that was ultimately denied. As first reported by the New York Times, it's not clear if Gaetz or the president knew he was under investigation at that time.
That is ABC News's Mary Bruce reporting. Watching Utah's Money at 12:55. It's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Utah is the second most financially literate state in the country. WalletHub says we do well at paying more than the minimum payment on credit cards, comparing credit cards before applying, and saving for a rainy day fund. Nike has suspended its partnership with embattled NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson. Company made the decision after nearly two dozen women came forward with allegations of sexual assault or harassment by Watson. Mall vacancies are at an all-time high. Moody's Analytics says the rate is at 11.4% for the first quarter of the year. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 16 points, sitting at 33,414. S&P 500 up by just 6, and the NASDAQ up by 17 points. The reproductive years of women across America are changing. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
Across America, women are finding that menopause is showing up later.
On average, the age of menopause increased from 48.4 to 49.9. That's about a year and a half.
And ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton says, coupled with girls experiencing their first period at slightly earlier ages, that means a woman's reproductive years are now up to just over 37. This from a new study from researchers at Temple University and the University of Pennsylvania. She says this can mean a lot for the health of women.
You see a slight decrease potentially in cardiovascular disease.
But when it comes to cancer risks,
there is the possibility for an increase in risk of what we call hormonally responsive cancers. So breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and endometrial cancer.
The study's authors also suggest the changes may be connected to access to health care, nutrition, and other environmental factors. For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And a final check of your drive for the noontime coming up next. Stay with us. KSL News Time, 1256.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.